What if a car crash wasn't an accident, but a calculated act of murder? Let's dive into the shocking case of Mackenzie Shirilla.
Hey there, it's Vixie Steele, and I'm feeling every bit of the madness today. Buckle up, folks, because this one goes from zero to bloody hell real fast.
All right, let's get into it.
Strongsville, Ohio, July 31st, 2022. Dawn just cracking. The streets are quiet. The city's half asleep. A 2018 Toyota Camry creeps off Pearl Road, makes a slow right onto Progress Drive at about 5:34 a.m. Nice and deliberate. Then, in under a minute, it turns into a missile. Headlights on, straight through the T at Alameda, no braking, and straight into the brick corner of the Plidco building. Passenger side takes the hit. Inside that car, behind the wheel, 17-year-old Mackenzie Shirilla. Up front passenger seat, her boyfriend, Dominic Russo, 20. In the back, their mate, Davian Flanagan, 19. Both on the side that takes the full force. First responders later say it's one of the worst wrecks they've ever seen. Dominic and Davian die there. Mackenzie survives with serious injuries. Now listen. At first, people thought it was a horrible accident. Maybe something went wrong with the car. But the data doesn't lie, mate. An auto expert checks it out. The car's in perfect working order. Then they pull the event data recorder, and it's right there in black and white. Accelerator down, no braking. CCTV shows the slow setup turn, then that straight line run-up. It's not chaos, it's choreography.
Here's another detail that'll haunt you.
About 45 minutes after the crash, when police finally get in there, they find Mackenzie unconscious with her foot still pressing the accelerator. That image sticks with you. At the scene, they also find psilocybin mushrooms and a digital scale. So now you've got a double fatal crash. A car that was fine, and onboard data that says someone meant to keep that pedal buried.
Let's rewind a bit.
Dominic and Mackenzie start dating around 2018. She's about 13, he's 16. On and off, lots of fights, lots of makeups. By 2021, they're living together at his family's place. Tensions build into 2022. In July, it gets messy as hell. A family friend says he hears Mackenzie yell, "I'm going to wreck this car right now," and sees her trying to hit Dominic. There's even video of her threatening to break into his house. Weeks later, you get that 5:30 a.m. drive to a dead-end industrial frontage. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Prosecutors say, look at the timing. 5:30 a.m, low traffic, fewer witnesses, fewer chances for anyone to intervene. GPS puts her near that exact spot about 3 days earlier. Was it scouting? That's the theory that stuck in court. And I'll be real with you, it makes brutal sense. Now, who is Mackenzie Shirilla? A Strongsville kid, parents Natalie and Steve, a TikTok presence doing lifestyle posts and brand samples, and someone who liked driving around town. After the crash, her social media blows up. Hospital videos, clips of her at concerts in a wheelchair, and a satirical TikTok where she says, "I'm just one of those girls that can do a lot of drugs and not die." Yeah, no, read the room, love. The prosecution brought that up, and they also pointed to Halloween photos she'd posted of Dominic and Davian dressed as corpses. Families saw that and pushed police to dig deeper, and that push changed everything. Investigation pivots from accident to homicide. The defense says she blacked out and doesn't remember. Court doesn't buy it. In a bench trial, no jury, just Judge Nancy Margaret Russo. She gets convicted in August 2023 of murder, felonious assault, aggravated vehicular homicide, drug possession, and criminal tools. The judge calls her hell on wheels, and that line sticks like glue in the media. Sentencing, 2 concurrent life terms, parole possible after 15 years, license permanently yanked. That's 2038 for eligibility, if you're doing the math. Appeals come in. September 2023 denied, another shot in 2025 knocked back as untimely, and in March 2026, the 8th District Court of Appeals upholds that denial. Meanwhile, the story spreads everywhere. Court TV posts the crash footage. A YouTube podcast literally titled Hell on Wheels covers it. Killer Cases covers it. Investigation Discovery drops a doc in 2025. And this year, Netflix runs The Crash by Raw. Because, of course they do. Honestly, respect where it's due. The forensics here are a hell of a lesson in how digital breadcrumbs prove intent.
Let's hit the big question.
Did she intentionally murder her boyfriend to stop a breakup? My take? Yes. I swear, look at the mosaic. 1. Calculated timing. You don't pick 5:30 a.m. by accident, mate. That's when the roads are dead and no one's there to save anybody. 2. The GPS ping 3 days earlier near that exact corner. Call it scouting, call it a dry run, call it what you like. It's not random. 3. The mechanics. Accelerator down, no brake signature, CCTV showing the slow right turn setup, then a straight launch into a brick corner that annihilates the passenger side, the side where Dominic sat. To be fair, people cope weirdly online, sure, but those hospital and wheelchair concert videos and that drugs TikTok, they added a chill to the whole thing. And the July threat? I'm going to wreck this car right now. Jesus Christ.
The defence said blackout. Her family told WKYC in 2025 they believe it was an accident. I get families wanting to believe the best, but the court weighed the actual data. The EDR, the CCTV, the GPS, the route ending at a dead end, the lack of braking. That's not a fainting spell. That's a decision. You disagree? Call me, write me, scream at the sky. But come with facts, not feelings.
And don't forget Davian. Adopted at 8, athlete, wanted to be a barber. His family turned their grief into the Davian Flanagan Memorial Scholarship.
See, this is why I still have hope. People take the worst moment imaginable and make something decent out of it. Meanwhile, Dominic's mum Christine stood there at sentencing and told Mackenzie to be thankful she's alive and has a future. That's strength I can't even quantify.
Quick personal tangent. Years ago, I'm crossing a dead quiet side street, headphones on, Black Sabbath cranked because my standards are immaculate. A car ran the stop sign and the driver suddenly floored it to beat an imaginary light, missing me by a breath. The difference between me ranting about coffee on a Tuesday and me not existing anymore came down to one tiny choice. A tap of a pedal, a flick of attention. Intent is a razor-thin line sometimes. But when you see steps stacking up, timing, scouting, threats, no braking, that line isn't thin anymore. It's a bloody billboard.
Fucking hell, this case is a reminder that some people are just hell on wheels. And I don't make the rules, but I do enforce them. Data doesn't care about your vibe, it just tells you what happened.
Strongsville still wears the scar. You can spot the corner on Street View from 2022 with that blue sheet on the brick. Friends made a memorial. The families are still living this. The rest of us treat it like content because we're broken inside. That's society for you. But if watching this mess teaches anything, it's that the little digital truths, your route choice, your timing, your pedal work, will hang you out to dry when you think you're smarter than the world.
All right, that's all I got.
Go do something useful and tune in tomorrow. And for the love of sanity, keep your foot off the damn floor unless you're on a track.